This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. He tells it like it is. You hear it in the promo there, Mr. Vern. We'll tell it like it is a little bit later for the next 3 days as he's on the West Coast tonight in San Francisco, coming off a 1-3 against the Cardinals. Vern, how are you on this wonderful Monday?
Not as well as you are.
Yeah.
But I'm doing all right.
What do you think about that news, my guy?
Well, you've done a good job because you were the first person I thought of when I saw the news. I'm like, well, this just made his whole Sunday, Monday, and the rest of the week. I mean, well-earned, right? We talked about it last Monday. I thought last week would have been a perfectly fine time to call him up, but baseball front offices and just like managers and just like Ned Yost told us more than a decade ago, when I want to make a move, I wait a week and then I make the move. And that's exactly what the Royals did. I'm excited to see him bump up to AAA and dominate up there too.
Yeah, it's interesting because I am ready to keep him down there for the year and bring him up in April, but we may be fast-tracking this thing. Vern, do you think we are fast-tracking now CAGs up here to the big league level? And then I'll have a follow-up, Pete, so just hang on. Or Brad, or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
No, I don't. I think this goes back to spring training in the best case scenario. When we would talk about CAGs in spring, I didn't think he would debut this year unless the best case scenario happened. And the first leg of the best case scenario is the 22-year-old goes to AA and dominates. Second best batting average in the Texas League, second highest OPS in the Texas League, leads the league in RBI. He dominated that league and now takes the next step. And now the hope is for the next 2-3 months, he dominates AAA. That would be step two of the perfect situation, the dream scenario with CAGs. The third and final leg is join a team that is steamrolling towards the postseason and try to help them with that final push to win the division title. You don't want CAGs joining a team where he's going to be viewed as a savior by all.
Yep.
Now, there are some people, maybe you, Dusty, but I know many others, that no matter when they call up Jack Caglione, he's going to be viewed as a savior. There's no getting around that, but I'm talking about the collective, everyone. You bring him up right now for an offense that is struggling to get to 4 runs. He's viewed as a savior. I want him viewed as a weapon joining a team that is on its way to October. You're not looking at him to be the final missing piece to get that playoff spot. No, I want it to be almost cemented that this is one of the 6 best teams in the American League. That really can't happen until after the All-Star break. So if he dominates for the next 2.5 months in AAA, the Royals offense starts to pick it up. You make it in acquisition at the end of July going into the deadline. You're feeling really good about the team, and then boom, you bring in this monster. Yeah, that's the dream.
You have basically parroted everything that I said for this. I said if this lineup was last year where we were driving in guys from third with less than two outs and we were scoring 4.5, 5 runs per game and you inserted them into this lineup now, I'd have no problem with that. But a lineup that's averaging like less than 2 runs per game, you're right. I mean, I feel
the
same
way. He's a
cleanup
hitter.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Like, you can't have that. I want him hitting 7th or 8th.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want. I think you and I are in lockstep on this one, Vern, is that if this was last year's lineup and you didn't need him to produce, but we're giving him the opportunity, fine. But if he comes up in this lineup, he's going to be looked at as a guy who has to have a 5-run home run every time he comes up, and the expectations are going to be out of whack.
I don't think the team is treating him, though, as if they're adverse to him making his debut in 2025, right? We've already seen him in right field 5 times. He made his debut in left field over the weekend. So they're not rushing him by any means, but they're also not babying him. They're not slow playing him. They're acknowledging that this kid has a track record of SEC baseball, A-ball baseball, whatever you want to call it. He's not fresh out of high school. He does have not only the game, but he also, it appeared to me, at least in spring training and watching him from afar, the way that he did bounce back from his one rough stretch at Double-A, he does seem to have a very mature mental approach to the game. But of course, even as I say that, I know that will be tested when he gets to the big leagues, because that is, of course, a horse of a different color, as they say.
Do you think his route to the big leagues may have gotten sped up a little bit, considering there's not really many available bats out there to go and acquire from outside the organization, Vern?
No, I don't think that's any reason why he's bumped up to AAA. You are right, but again, we have more than 2 months into the deadline. More teams, maybe not a ton of teams, but you would assume another 4 teams will fall out of it and begin to start letting it be known that they're open for sale. I think there will be, maybe there won't be, half a dozen guys that we would like in Kansas City, or put it this way, I don't believe there'll be a half a dozen perfect fits that are available for J.J. Piccolo. If we're talking about a cleanup hitter, a 5-hitter, a 6-hitter, which is what this team is going to need, because, man, it's going to start being unfair to ask a 35-year-old catcher to be your cleanup hitter in the second half of the season. He can get you to July, but if you're going to win the division title, I don't know if you can trot Salvi out there as your cleanup hitter every single day while also catching in July, August, and September in Kansas City. So they need a middle-of-the-lineup bat. You think it's going to be difficult to find. And then 2 years ago, they find Cole Reagans. Finding a bat is, I think, just as difficult as finding a starting pitcher, maybe not as difficult as finding a Hunter Harvey or Lucas Erceg were last year at the trade deadline. But I do think there will be matches for this team as we inch closer and closer to that July 31st deadline.
Vern, you mentioned those names, Cole Reagans, Hunter Harvey, guys that were brought over here with accusations, but with the trades. To get something, you got to give somebody. Who's the name on the block? Because two guys did go down in your starting rotation. I don't think it's serious. What say you on this whole matter?
Well, we'll see. Again, 2 years ago, the Royals sucked, and they jump-started the trade deadline, and they didn't even do that until the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still a month away. By then, we'll know the severity of the groin injury for Cole Reagans, the middle finger inflammation for Seth Lugo. We'll see if it is a short 15-day stint on the IL. That's certainly what they're saying, both at the top with J.J. Piccolo, in the dugout with Matt Quatrero. They don't believe it's going to be long-term. I hope they're right, but we'll see, because if everything is hunky-dory when Reagans and Lugo return, well, suddenly, the Michael Lorenzen option presents itself. You might have a conversation about Seth Lugo, who's going to opt out coming up in a few months. You could look down towards the minor leagues, some pitchers down there, and of course take your pick of any bat down in the minor leagues as well. This pitching staff, like I just mentioned, again, Lugo is a free agent to be. Lorenzen's a free agent to be. You have a year and a half left of Chris Bubich under contract. This might be the best rotation that we see in the next decade in Kansas City. So I can't imagine that they're going to be reticent to part with a 21-year-old down in Double A that they like a lot. No, go for it this year. Because next year is not promised, and as you guys have been talking about for months, you start talking about 27, 28, who knows?
Yeah, all right, so there's so many different sidebars I want to go on with you, Vern. Do you have another hour? Let's go with that 27, 28, because I did bring that up earlier today, and I know June 11th, I think, was the date I was told when service time, you know, stops counting and you can bring guys up and not have to worry about that. But if we're not going to have, let's say we're not going to have 27, but even if we do have 27, it's probably going to look drastically different from a CBA. Why are we still living under those CBA rules when we know come 27, either A, we're not having baseball, or B, we're having a completely different collective bargaining agreement?
As far as
bringing up CAGs or anything for that matter, trading players, going for it, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they will. Again, I don't think they're playing with service time when it comes to Jack Caglione. I think they are just trying to put him, like we both agree, just trying to put him in the best spot to succeed when right. they ultimately call him up, I think, later on this season, hopefully. Yeah, and as far as trades are concerned, again, I don't think this team will be reluctant to part with much of anything, from the minor leagues to the big leagues. This ownership group, this front office, they understand what's, you know, in front of them here in 2025. You look around the American League and there's nobody where you say, oh my God, no, they're such a behemoth. The only way we can get to the World Series is if we go through them. There's nobody in the American League that I would fear. You get to the World Series, worry about that when you get there. As this season progresses, no, I think it's, for as much as we want them to look at everything long term and make sure that this is a sustainable organization that can win consistently for the next few years, no one's getting it confused about the talent that they have this year and just how much of that talent will be even present in 27. Again, you know, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Chris Bubich, Michael Lorenzen, almost your entire rotation. No guarantee that they're still throwing for the boys in blue coming up in a couple years.
Yeah, that's why I think you just go for it. All right, let's talk about the Salvi situation, Vern. Like, help me out on this one. I get so many texts from people, and people are down on Salvi. What are we saying about him?
Well, I mean, I liked what Q said when you guys asked him on Wednesday, because Salvi is a notoriously streaky hitter. But again, and I don't think I'm alone. I do believe that people within the organization feel the same way, that, you know, Salvi as a cleanup hitter, if he's going to be a catcher at the age of 35, is just not reflective of a team that's going to walk away with a division that appears to be the most tight division in the American League. Defensively, still solid. Energy-wise in the clubhouse, he's still the great Salvador Perez. But sure, yeah, offensively, hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. You're not going to do anything with him, right? You're not trading him away. You're not going to bench him. You got to ride it out, honestly. Ride it out. You'd like to see him dropped in the lineup, but nobody else is really hitting enough to warrant that. If you want to move a Michael Garcia up to the cleanup spot, to the three spot, move Vinny down again, but Vinny's really not coming through with the big knocks and the big spots. You can shuffle the deck chairs however you want. You need Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, and India to pick it up. And, you know, these are the same conversations we had in spring training. This offense is only going to go as far as those top four bats. You talked about last year's offense. The only reason why that offense was middle of the road was because of a Herculean effort from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. And right now you're getting a terrific effort from Bobby. Salvi and Vinny have both disappointed. Jonathan India stays getting beat up by the opposition and not stuck up for by his teammates. Yeah. So it's really Bobby Witt, Michael Garcia, and then you're just hoping and praying that someone else can contribute. So, yeah, Salvi has not been good offensively, but he's in the majority. In not performing offensively. You got to ride it out because you don't have a better option.
Vern, what's the resume say for these Royals? Some big targets on this schedule coming up.
Yeah, man. Three in San Francisco. You get the Twins, who finally lost yesterday. Brady Singer, Ellie De La Cruz, and Terry Francona with the Reds. Tigers, Cardinals, and then finally you get to go to the South Side and slap around the White Sox. Mm. Yeah, it's a big 15 games right there. Six of them at home, so you want to win four of those. You got a six-game road trip here. You know, if you can give me, and I hate to say two, so I need three, right? I still think you're better than Minnesota, and yet I'm talking to Henry Lake. He thinks they're the best team in the division. I talk to my friends in Detroit. They think the Tigers are the best. I don't have any friends in Ohio, so I don't really care what's going on with the Guardians.
I got in-laws there. They think the Guardians are the best, so we'll just knock them all out. You know?
Okay, right, but everybody thinks they're the best in this division. So I think you need to take three of the six on this road trip. Give me one in St. Louis, so that's a 7-8 run through this 15. That doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence, but again, you're just trying to hopefully jumpstart this offense. And honestly, what you're trying to do right now is grind through this stretch where you don't have Lugo, you don't have Cole Reagans, you don't have the best rotation in the American League. I mean, we're now, which also means you don't have one of the better bullpens in the American League, because that group is going to be taxed. I mean, shoot, we're hoping for a bullpen game coming up on Wednesday. So everything's about to change, in my opinion, over the next week. And the offense, it's time for them to pick up the slack, right? The rotation's done a terrific job of carrying this team for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the offense. It's time for Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and India to put the team on their back, at least for this upcoming road trip.
Vern, maybe I'm asking too much, but is Singer expected to start when they come to Kansas City?
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's going on the Tuesday game.
Nice. Okay. And then
he pitched yesterday.
So the 5 days would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I think he goes on Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium.
There we go. Still giving those away in the pregame show? On the on-deck show?
Yeah, we got a couple of pair left. Yeah, Tuesday's game and Wednesday's game. So you can see Brady Singer on the mound, or you can see him in the dugout. It's your choice.
Yeah, and I don't think this team, like, having conversations with friends over the weekend, well, we traded Brady Singer for this India guy. India's becoming the hated guy now, right? He's becoming your Infante, your Alex Rios, Nori Aoki.
I wouldn't go that far. He's too tough.
Okay, he's too tough.
Right, he's gotten beat up a little bit too much.
Yeah, but he is getting beat up by the fan base, and I had some people say, oh, we traded Brady Singer for this guy. You're in the exact same spot if you have Brady Singer on this team. I believe you would have been the exact same place that you are right now, maybe even worse with Brady Singer on your roster.
I think they still would have traded Brady. That's the response. I think they still would have traded Brady. I don't know who they would have received in return, but it would not have been if Michael Garcia was performing like this, you're not bringing in a guy like Jonathan India because you have your leadoff hitter. You would have brought in a middle-of-the-lineup bat. But, you know, when that Singer trade went down, you know, I wasn't throwing a parade. It was a league-average pitcher for a league-average hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to prefer the pitcher over the hitter, but I understood why the Royals did it. Right? You had, you're about to pay $7, $8 million to your number four starter. While you didn't have a leadoff hitter and you were going to go into the season saying, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, you got to do it all again. Now here we are, 48 games into the season. We're saying Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Jonathan India, you've got to do it all with a hand from Michael Garcia. But hey, you know what? I do think it's fair to judge the trade in hindsight. And I think you need to wait until the end of next year, because both Brady Singer and Jonathan India will likely become free agents. So it's not even as if you got an extra year of India by parting with the guy and Brady Singer. No, it's a straight one-for-one deal, and you can't grade those trades until they're complete. And right now, the Reds won that trade, but there's still a year and a half to go. And hopefully Jonathan India turns it around. Again, he has impressed me with his toughness. Has a quad banged up. He takes a fastball off the head. He gets spiked in the knee by Wilson Contreras over the weekend. And, boy, if he could have stood up, I think he would have stood up and clocked Contreras.
Because that was dirty, right?
Oh, very much so.
Clean high, kneecap.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Incredibly dirty. But the team takes their cues from the great Salvador Perez. He has the C on their chest, and everyone idolizes Salvi. So you saw Contreras Salvi, I didn't mean to do, you know, quickly apologizing to the guy that he looks up to in Salvi. So Salvi kind of, he's a peacekeeper. Mm-hmm. He's a lover. He's an energy giver. He's always got a smile on his yep. face. Salvi's not a fighter. He's a competitor. You know, he'll run through a brick wall to get a win, but Salvi's not the guy to throw hands, and if Salvi's not going to do it, I don't think you're going to see Bobby or Isbell or Vinny go, Salvi, get out of the way and start fighting. I don't see that happening. But India does need to pick it up because, you're tough, and you play through a lot of pain, only goes so far with the fan base.
We're a year and a half away from your on-deck show tonight because it is on the West Coast, so we'll be ready to go for that one, Vern. Enjoy these three on the West Coast, and let's hope they can go. I'm going to do it. Let's go 2 out of 3 against San Fran and bring the vibes back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, great pitching matchup tonight. Yeah. Buttigieg and Robbie Ray. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully Jonathan India's back in that lineup.
No doubt about it. Vern, we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's our guy Vern right there giving us all the information. Thought he said something really interesting that now India's been, I don't know if you want to say punked or like he's been a target now twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sal's like, we don't fight. We're good.
When they did fight in 14 and 15, that's kind of when they turned that thing on. And maybe, it's a slump buster here. Maybe you go out and get in a little bit of a brawl.
Maybe
it's okay, right?
Ass.
Yeah. It's okay because what they're doing isn't really working from an offensive standpoint at this point.
I had to take 2 full days and ask Vern if that was dirty because, of course, I hate the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I wanted to win. They were losing. And then I saw that slide. Immediately, that's dirty. That's Bush League. That's dirty baseball.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, give it a couple days, relax. Hey, Vern, was that dirty? Yes, you. Yes, right on cue. I'm like, okay, I just want to make sure that I saw what I saw.
Yeah, it's dirty today, but back in the day, that was not dirty.
That was ball.
Do yourself a favor. I forget what I was watching over the weekend.
Pete Rose.
I'm trying to think. It was some baseball game-ish, maybe.
Whose career did he end sliding to home at
Ray
an all-star
Fosse game? Yeah. Is the guy.
At an all-star
name.
Game.
Yeah, destroyed the guy. And I'll tell you what, that guy used to broadcast. I think he's passed now, but he broadcast for the A's back in the day. And I met him in the early 2000s. He's still not over that. And you go back and you look at Pete Rose blowing up Ray Fosse in an all-star game, and it's one of the more insane things ever. But I was watching something with baseball, and they go, you really want to see somebody slide into second base? Go watch videos of Hal McCray back in the day, right? And if you just YouTube search Hal McCray sliding into second base, that's how the game used to be played. I mean, you would barrel into guys, take dudes out. There were collisions. No big deal. George would stand up, punch nettles in the face, and you'd be about your day. Now you slide into a guy, your cleat goes a little high. Everybody wants a bench clear
player
brawl,
safety.
Right? Player safety, allegedly, right? That's what they're saying. But nobody wants to fight like they did back in the day. Or you just took it like a man, and Hal rolled into you, and the next inning you rolled into somebody else and took somebody else out. That's the game policed itself back then.
I saw something on Twitter this week, and it says, with that player, maybe it was something around there. It was today's game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Game, or this was around in last, or like decades ago's game. Today we wear oven mitts and slide into second head first. I was like, oh, God.
The oven mitt thing is like everybody's wearing that thing.
Even
right
kids
now,
in Little League are wearing them.
Like, what are we getting to where everybody's got this oven mitt on now sliding? I guess you don't want to jam your fingers in technology and fine, but if somebody slides into India, somebody needs to return that favor or slide into second base and pop up and pop somebody.
I was waiting for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.